Hi, my name is Jeff DiIorio, Institutional Portfolio Analyst on the BlueBay U.S. Fixed Income team. Thank you for joining us today on the Weekly Fix. Late last Friday, Moody's downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating from AAA, which is the highest credit rating, to AA1, which is the second highest credit rating. The rationale for this downgrade was attributed to over a decade of inaction by successive U.S. administrations and Congress in addressing the large fiscal deficits and rising debt interest costs. This is a major symbolic move, as Moody's was the last of the major rating agencies to assign the U.S. its top credit rating. Moody's had placed the U.S. on watch since November 2023, and typically, changes occur within 12 to 18 months of being placed on this sort of watch. As a result, this news should not have been unexpected. This downgrade is not a major concern of ours, and we do not anticipate any significant long-lasting effects. There has not been any noticeable impact to pricing of securities either. However, given ongoing trade and monetary policy uncertainty, coupled with an evolving demand landscape, the risks are tilted towards a bearish steepening of the yield curve in the near term. The U.S. 30-year Treasury saw a meaningful jump, briefly sitting above 5% yesterday. Outside of this, the market, for the most part, shrugged off this ratings downgrade, and no other major indexes moved too substantially on the following Monday. Since this announcement was largely anticipated, and with investor positioning now more neutral compared to early April, we expect any market moves to be significantly smaller than those experienced last month post-Liberation Day in the wake of this downgrade. Though, over the longer term, this downgrade could contribute to higher interest expenses. Within investment-grade bonds, Moody's decision comes at a time when the market is in strong technical shape. Historically, rising yields tend to reduce demand from retail investors but increase demand from institutional investors. The latter is more critical as institutional investors represent a much larger share of the ownership of investment-grade bonds. Thank you for your time and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.